Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass rainbow sunshine sparkles Dolly Parton feelings. A hick is about to be on vacation episode of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming to all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, enjoying a nice evening, hoping too many helicopters don't go riding by on account of they are loud, but sometimes you just got to deal with the parts of Hollywood that makes it Hollywood. I'm just saying, that's helicopters and crazy people and sirens and crazy people. Like, that's pretty much what you get in Hollywood. You got to be able to deal with crazy or you're going to set yourself up for disappointment. I'm just saying is all, right? Right. I'm saying. Whatever. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I ain't even got the particulars yet. You're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. You know what you're going to get? All the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? Okay. So do your ear holes a favor, listen in. If you can't just listen in, then go ahead and you can go find it on the iTunes or the Stitcher or the Crab Diving website. You can find it all over the damn place. Just download it. There's all kind of fabulous programming. Hollywood Hick, Crab Diving Guys, all kinds of shit. Just listen to it. It's good for you. It's good for you. It's good for the soul. You know, seeing as I'm on vacation, too, I just took a break to take a sip of beer right now because I'm drinking a beer because I am on vacation. Official doesn't feel like it because that place I go to every day keeps bugging me all the time because apparently the only one who knows anything, what to do with anything, is me for some reason. But I like to drink. Hold, please. Apologies there on account of my celery phone rang as I was about to tell you that sometimes I like to enjoy a beer and sometimes I like to enjoy a Stella beer, right? I like a Stella. They're good. They're kind of light and crisp and there's not, it's like I'm not drinking like cheap ass beer. So like you can get them on special sometimes over at the CVS just down the hill from the Hollywood Hick compound, right? But now I've had these Stellas over there across the pond, right, in London. Now, they don't got this stupid-ass piece of extra paper that the ones up here do. So why it has this piece of high paper that comes around a Stella beer? I don't know. But I was just enjoying one, so I just had opened it and tried to take a sip, got a mouthful of paper that I am eliminating as I talk about it right now. And, yeah, I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about right now, people. But I'm going to get back on track, right? So I was telling you, this is the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network. And you can follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay, okay. And, okay, what are we going to talk? Okay, now, time to get into talking about things because I'm like 3 minutes into this damn program and I don't think I've said much of anything other than hello and listen to the Crab Diving Network. But sometimes I have a little hard time getting going. But I've been meaning to talk about this for a couple of few weeks now. Now, you know, I don't get to do these as often as I like to because that place I go to every day. Now I'm going to be on vacation. I'm going up to Portland, Oregon, y'all, visit a couple of friends of mine. And now I'm going to be going up there getting drunk. I'm going to be eating a lot. And I'm going to some Halloween ball. And I'm going to experience what Portland's got to experience because I hear they got good food and fun times. And I'm about to go enjoy all of it, right? Well, but now, sometimes people want to rain on a Hicks parade because, you know, I have said on here many, many times, right? I love a couple of few things in this world unconditionally, one of which is Dolly Parton. And we all know that. And that is never going to go away because she is the greatest human to ever live. I subscribe to the gospel according to Dolly. You should all subscribe to the gospel according to Dolly, because if we all did, we would be a happier, healthier, more friendly bunch of people running around this big old ball we walk around on. I'm just saying is all. But what I'm also talking about, there is another thing I love unconditionally, right? Ever since I was a kid, I don't give a fuck. I've loved from the first time I saw it, I was like, there is no way I don't love this shit. It's just the way it is. And that's the Wonder Woman, right? She got a movie coming out. I'm all kind of curious about that. So I'm always like trying to see what's going on with that. Because you know, I keep saying she needs bigger titties and bigger hair. And that's just the way it is. I don't understand why people don't understand. There's a certain aesthetic there. I don't care what people say about body dysmorph, whatever the hell it's called. I don't give a shit. It is Wonder Woman. She is supposed to be larger than life. She is an Amazon. She is this freaking hulking, that's kind of a bad word. I don't know. She is a presence, and she needs to have big, flowing superhero hair. I say it all the time to you on here. I don't understand why they can't get superhero hair right for ladies. Ladies should have big, flowing superhero hair. So when she turns to do some kick, that hair has a life of its own. It's like whoosh, woof, woof, fly by. I'm just saying as though, I'm telling you, everybody keeps texting me now. Oh, just got a texty from my buddies. I'm going to visit in Portland because I can't wait to go see them because we're going to have fun, pretend like we're 20 again and drink too much and carouse and do things. But they've got fun killers now, so I'm probably making all of that. I'm probably going to get up there and it's going to be boring. But it's not going to be boring because I'll just ditch a bitch and go have a good time because you know that's how a Hollywood hick rolls. But back to what I'm talking about, Wonder Woman, right? I'm digressing all over the place. I don't even know if I've said anything coherent for 5+ minutes that I've been talking here on the program today. But now, if you didn't know, it is Wonder Woman's 75th anniversary. So 75 years ago, she was invented, right? She came out of the comic book pages in a really bad outfit, and I'm glad she's been updated into something much more sassy because I think a female superhero should be sassy as well as able to kick some serious mother trucking ass, and that is what we have in Wonder Woman. But because it's her 75th anniversary and this movie's coming out and she was the only part of that Batman versus Superman movie that was any good, everybody's talking about Wonder Woman out finally. Like, we should have had a Wonder Woman movie that was bitch was kicking some serious ass 10+ years ago. I'm just saying. That's just a Hicks opinion and a Hicks opinion alone, right? Well, what I'm saying is, says right here on something called, let me go look. I don't know. I have to flip this off of the flipboards. And I got to take off my spectacles. I had to order new spectacles, y'all, because my spectacles don't work worth a fuck. And I have to take these bitches on and off. I couldn't read shit. So this came from something called, I was trying to give these people credit. It just says DW for the minds. I don't know what that is. So DW, whatever you are, if you somewhere in here, tell me what you are. I will give you your credit for the story I'm about to read and talk about while I am reading here on the Hollywood Hick program. But I don't know what the fuck DW is. And it just says DW everywhere. So DW, whatever you is whatever you is. Right. But says here, one woman named UN Ambassador for Women and Girls, right? Like, so that should be a good thing, right? That should be a totally real thing where women are like, yeah, one woman is kick ass. She's all about like love and good things and other things, but she will also not take no shit and she will beat your ass as soon as look at you if she's got to, because she is one of the most powerful bitches in the freaking universe, right? She don't even need an invisible jet no more. She got flying powers of her own. She's a freaking god of war. If you read the comic books, unless they've changed things, I'm a little bit behind because comic books are fucking expensive, y'all, if you try to keep up with that hobby. I'm just saying, $5 a pop, you buying 20 of them in a month, that shit adds up when you're trying to go out and drink. I'm just saying is all, right? Well, let's come on over here. So it says, the cartoon character Wonder Woman turned 75 on Friday, I think that was last Friday, with a big party. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is due to designate the comic superhero as ambassador for women's empowerment, right? That's a good thing. But people are all upset, of course, because you can't, like, it's a cartoon character. She ain't real. It's an ideal. It's whatever. People just got to, people, why does everybody have to be butthurt about everything at all times? Can't things just be because it's kind of good? Like, one woman is like, it's like a symbol of empowerment for women. Like, she makes women. There's not a whole lot of women superheroes out there. There weren't very many. There was Wonder Woman. So at least you had Wonder Woman. That's just how that shit was. Come on, people. It drives me freaking nuts. Drives me freaking nuts. But, says right, oh, motherfucker, I touched something. Y'all ain't doing good. And I'm only like 1.5 beers in, so I can't even blame it on the booze that I have to reload this story on account of I punched something I shouldn't have punched. But it says here, many have criticized the choice of the fictitious comic character Wonder Woman over a real woman as an ambassador for women's empowerment. Somebody named Beth Waranewick, I don't even know who she is, says, now it will be 80 years without a woman at the helm. Oh, my goodness. You know what? You don't know that. You don't know what's going to happen in 80 years. A lot can happen in 80 years. Beth Waranewick. I don't even know how to say your name. How about you get a pronounceable name and then we'll talk? I'm just saying. But people going on all upset because Wonder Woman is more kick-ass than they are, and that's just how that shit is. But says here, it's ridiculous, says somebody named Shazia Rafi, one of the leaders of the She 4SG campaign. I don't even know what that is. Like, this is just becoming a little bit much. A women's group who had campaigned for the first woman to be appointed UN Secretary General. See, like, I can support that, but you don't got to get all upset because Wonder Woman is like a freaking symbol of female empowerment for the UN because she's this global fucking kick-ass, bitch-ass fabulousness that you can't handle. I'm just saying is all. I'm just saying. But, this thing goes on and says, the campaign for women's empowerment is represented by a cartoon where there are so many real-life women who could have been chosen. Yes, there could. And you know what else could have been chosen? A fictitious character who freaking symbolizes all of that for a whole lot of people, and people can take whatever from that that they want to and apply it to themselves and move on with their day a little bit happier than they began it. But no, people like you, Miss freaking Shazia Rafi, gotta always fucking be pissing on somebody's boots and telling them it's raining outside and making the parade in. I'm just saying is all. But keeps on going, saying Rafi has written to ban, oh, that's the person who like did this shit, urging him to skip the ceremony, and is pushing for a boycott of the event on Friday, demanding that one woman be dropped from the campaign. It should be scrapped. Ugh, just because one person gets their freaking panties in a bunch, they think everybody else should have to like fall in line. I hope that, well, whatever. I know she's still getting her award. Not even award. She's just going to be the freaking ambassador for women's empowerment. Like, that's what Wonder Woman is. Now, other thing about Wonder Woman lately, aside from people getting all upset that she's going to be a UN ambassador, which I think is tits, because they've done cartoon characters before too, BT dubs. They did Winnie the Pooh for friendship, and then somebody else for something else. But while back, a couple of weeks ago, it came out that the dude who's writing on Wonder Woman right now said that she might have had some lady-on-lady relations, right? Which, honestly, I don't understand why anybody thinks that would be anything other than probably what is going down on an island full of nothing but women. Sometimes there's going to be a little bit of you need to get something, and you just go get it, do what you got to do, and move on with your day. It doesn't mean that's what you want all the time. It just means that sometimes you got an itch that needs scratching. But back a while back, I got this one now off of the Uproxx website, right? They put their whole name, not just that WB or whatever the fuck, that DVM, whatever. I couldn't remember, figure out what it was earlier. I was trying to give them credit. But says here, why it matters that DC Comics confirmed Wonder Woman's bisexuality, right? Well, it's okay that Wonder Woman is bisexual, because you know what? That's okay, because she can be queer. I love how she said, Wonder Woman is queer. That's the first line of this. Current Wonder Woman author Greg Rucka confirmed that most of us have suspected for years during an interview with Comicality, whatever that is. It must be a website, right? He said, yes, Wonder Woman is queer. I think it's more complicated, though, which it is, like anything else. There ain't nothing in this world cut and mother trucking dry, fools. But he goes on, right, says this is inherently the problem with Diana. We've had a long history of people for a variety of reasons, including sometimes pure titillation, which I think is the worst reason, say, ooh, look, it's the Amazons, they're gay. And when you start to think about giving the concept of Themyscira its due, that's Paradise Island. Themyscira, that's the fancy word for Paradise Island where all the, I'm always said lesbians live, but I meant the Amazons. But I'm talking about people who do lesbian things, so I guess that's kind of appropriate. But I meant to say Amazons. It was coming out wrong, right? Apparently, he goes on and says, the answer is, how can they not all be in the same sex relationships, right? Oh my God, that fake page did not flip quick enough. It was in and out of a good spot. He goes, right, it makes no logical sense otherwise. It's supposed to be paradise. You're supposed to be able to live happily. You're supposed to be able in a context where one can live happily. And part of what an individual needs for that happiness is to have a partner, to have a fulfilling romantic and sexual relationship. And the only options are women. But an Amazon doesn't look at another Amazon and say, you're gay. They don't. The concept doesn't exist. See, that's what makes sense. The concept doesn't exist. It's just the way it is. So they don't fucking bat an eye. That's just how they roll. Now, when a man showed up, she's like, whoa, look at that pecker. I'm starting to rethink that poontang. And now people are upset. That's just how I'm seeing it. Unless somebody changes my viewpoint by the end of this here article, right? But he goes on. He ain't finished yet. He says, now, are we saying Diana has been in love and had relationships with other women? As Nicola and I approach it, the answer is obviously yes. See, one woman has bumped poontangs with another woman. It's just how it is. I don't got a problem with it. You shouldn't either. goes on, and it needs to be yes for a number of reasons. But perhaps foremost among them is, if no, then she leaves Paradise only because of a potential romantic relationship with Steve Trevor, and that diminishes her character. It would hurt the character and take away her heroism. I almost said heroism. Heroism, right? That's it. Like, she did not just leave for a freaking dick. She left for a freaking cause. There is a marked difference. There just happened to be a dick attached to that cause that she might have wanted to jump on a time or two. And I don't blame her, because usually Steve Trevor is portrayed as a pretty freaking foxy motherfucker, right? But, you know, people got all upset, but they did. But then this article goes on and says, this shouldn't come as any kind of bold declaration since the character originates from an island completely devoid of men. But it is. As a bisexual woman, Rucker's acknowledgement was the equivalent of letting out a breath I didn't know I was holding. Like, everybody, what are you talking about? I always was like, one woman, like, gets hers from, the, like, all the time. But apparently, I don't even want to finish reading this because it just goes on and on. You know, people talk too much about shit. But the thing that kills me is, of course, people got all kind of upset. All kind of upset. There's another article over here on something called, oh my God, why won't you tell me? IO9, that's what it is. It says here, Wonder Woman writer says haters need to get over it about Diana's new canon bisexuality. Right? Why'd you think it wasn't going to happen in the first place? Well, says on here, because this goes on, because, you know, people got all upset. The current Wonder Woman writer says that people who reject the new the new interpretation that Diana has slept with women just don't understand the character. You just don't. That's like saying Superman is into justice and the American way, but doesn't give a rat's ass about truth. It's like, really? Well, apparently people got all upset about this stuff, right? So this rugged dude's chiming back in, and what did he say here? I think this might not have been the best of articles for this either. Oh, well, I thought this article was going to be better than it was, and it's not. But apparently, people did get all kind of buttered, of course, because people are like, oh, you can't have gay things. Gay things can't exist. People can't love each other just for the simple fact that they love the person and not the parts. I don't know. Well, whatever. I actually kind of love the parts, too. I don't even know what I'm getting at here. But goes on here. Like, basically, this person asked him, so you were surprised that the whole sexuality thing blew up the way it did, right? And he's like, yeah, I generally was. Because you took it as a given? That's what the dude said. He goes, yeah, because a lot of people already did. I suspect what we're seeing is the Strum und Drang, I don't know what the fuck that means, very vocal minority, the same people who felt that Ghostbusters with a female cast somehow invalidates their childhood. Now, wait a minute. This is where I have to call. Okay, I watched that damn all-lady Ghostbusters just a week or so ago with my buddy. We rented it off of the Amazon. I want my $4 back, to be quite honest. That was one of the worst piece of shit movies. And it's not just because it was the female Ghostbusters. It was just because it was a shitty movie. You can't blame it on the ladies, but you can't blame it on stuff. The writing was bad. The directing was bad. Everything about it was bad. Just because it was a lady Ghostbusters didn't mean that. No, it just was a bad movie. You can't use that as an example. It was a bad movie. Bad. I can't, like, I don't even understand how it made $4. That was the worst fucking movie. Well, it did, because it made it for me on account of I was dumb enough to rent that shit off of the Amazon. But this thing goes on and said, that's bullshit. And there are people who don't read the book and they don't know the character. See, that's the thing. People don't know the character. They don't read this shit. They just see one woman on the side of a cup or on the side of something at the Target or whatever, like some little, like, freaking, like, cute toy or whatever. But no, this character has, like, depth and freaking emotion and, like, history. Like, you can't be just freaking thinking that there's not other things going on up in there just because you don't want to worry your delicate sensibilities about it. No, you don't get it that way. But this here goes on because this dude is like not motherfucking having it, which I love because people need to just get over themselves. He says, and this is an asked and answered question. We're done with this. Get over it. So I was surprised. And at the same time, I'm not surprised because Trump has a reasonable chance of winning the presidency. Oh, my God. Which we got something to talk about him, too, here shortly, too, because, you know, he ain't getting off on scale. I got like 2 more weeks. Oh, my God. This is going to be the longest 2 fucking weeks before this damn election. And we can get on with our mother trucking lives. I'm so sick to death of it. That pumpkin head and that mangy fox. I'm sick of Hillary and her big ass teeth. I just don't want to look at either one of them. I just want to vote for her and move on with my damn life. Gee, bus, Dolly save us. I'm just saying. Well, this goes on. He goes, Trump has a reasonable chance of winning the presidency, and the reason that Trump does is because he's tapped into the wave of fury and despair of the dinosaur that is dying. That's what this election cycle is, and you're seeing it globally. A whole bunch of people have realized, holy shit, The way I think is broken and wrong and outmoded, and the world is changed, and I'm going to die, and I'm going to take you down with me if I have to. Here's another example of that. Because there's nobody in the world who can look at Wonder Woman and go, I love this character. I believe what this character stands for, and then say, and I cannot accept the fact that she would accept an individual's consensual love any way imaginable. You don't accept that. Then you don't understand the character. You just don't. You don't. That's what it is. Because she would be like, nah, dude, it's all good. Y'all love each other. Y'all both are consenting on this shit. We good. Move the fuck on. Gozo says, you just don't. That's like saying Superman is into justice and the American way, but doesn't give a rat's ass about truth. It's like, really? Excuse me? Moving on. That's what you do. That's what you do to that whole thing. Bye, Felicia. It'd be like, bye, Felicia. Even though we should be saying it, bye, Felicia, because that's how it is in the movie. But it is more fun to go, bye, Felicia. I don't know why. I ran into a Felicia not long ago. And, you know, I was asking, I was like, girl, what is it like to be named Felicia now that everybody and their brother screams out, bye, Felicia? Apparently, if your name is Felicia, it is not very fun. Not something she wasn't down with that shit. But whatever. Enough about Wonder Woman. Just trust. I love Wonder Woman. There is about to be a Wonder Woman entryway getting some sprucing up here at the Hollywood Hit compound. I got some new Wonder Woman things to put in there. I got some Wonder Woman wall decals. That shit is gonna be titties. Going across the closet. Got some silhouette Wonder Woman action going on up in there. I'm just saying it's all. Wonder Woman will be invading the Hollywood Hit compound in a mass way in the entryway come about 2 weeks from now when I'm back from vacation and probably got the energy to do some like chores, because I plan on coming back from vacation too tired to do any mother trucking chores, because I am going to drink, eat, and smoke my way through Portland or a mother trucking gun. Okay? Mother trucking K. All right. What the fuck else was I going to talk about? Because, you know, I can't just talk about Wonder Woman forever, even though I could totally talk about Wonder Woman forever. I'm telling you, ever since I was a kid, I have been in love. Like, I think, like, well, actually, looking back, when I was in the third grade, when the Wonder Woman TV show was on, that was my favorite thing ever. Ever, ever, ever. All I wanted was that Wonder Woman show. And I wanted one of them Wonder Woman dolls so I could play with her, so I could play Wonder Woman, right? Well, I finally got that Wonder Woman doll. But in the third grade, I'm looking back, I was like, I wanted everybody to think I was in love with her, right? But looking back, you know, it was a complete, I wanted to be her. I wanted to be her so bad. I had that twirl down, mother truckers. I could twirl a Wonder Woman twirl like nobody's business to turn into Wonder Man, because that's what my gay ass thought was appropriate to do so that people wouldn't think that you were gay as fuck running around with bracelets and a freaking tiara, acting just like Wonder Woman, but because you're leaving out the wool part, everything is cool. I'm just saying it's all. But trust, a Hollywood hick don't love much more better than Wonder Woman outside of Miss Dolly Parton herself. Okay? Okay. All right, let's talk about something else. There's other things going on out there. Actually, there's really not. Like, I was looking around, I was like, there ain't fucking shit I feel like talking about half the damn time right now. I'm like, I'm sick of the election. I don't want to talk about the election. I'm sick of looking at those people, both of them. I'm sick of looking at them. I'm just tired of it. I don't want to hear it. I'm like tired of that place I go to every day, everybody getting on my damn nerves, trying to make everybody happy all the damn time. I'm sick of it. When are people going to try to make my ass happy? Ain't nobody making me happy right now. All they doing is giving me mother trucking grief. That's all I get. Grief after grief after grief after grief after grief. But if, let's see, who else was I going to talk about? I was trying to segue here, and I think I did it really poorly. So we're just going to segue right into something else. Like, this. Okay. Now, y'all know I talk about this damn douche nozzle every once in a while, and I wanted to be on his side way back when he first started, but I just cannot. I can't get on board to this level of douchebaggery that this fucker just spouts constantly. Another thing, it's like that whole thing. It's like, I don't understand people who just, like, these little freaking, did I do this when I was younger? I probably did, because I was a Madonna, I can't even talk. I was a Madonna fanatic, and you probably could have told me she had killed the Pope, and I'd been like, I don't care, what did he do? That's probably what I would have thought. But this fucking Justin Bieber is now back up to his same old antics and nonsense, right? He ain't got no mother trucking appreciation for nothing of what he's got. Not one little itty bitty, tiny little itty bitty bit of it. None of it. So Apparently, his new thing now is he gets all upset with everybody who is at his concerts, who is screaming their love and adoration at him while he is trying to talk. He ain't having it. He keeps trying to walk off, trying to drop the mic. But the thing is, he ain't very good at it. Like, I don't think, like, honestly, I read a blind gossip thing about some pop singer who's spending like $2 million more a month than he's making. And I think it might be the Justin Bieber's right now, because they were making it seem like the shit he has to do where he's like touring all the time and all of this nonsense, because he don't want to be touring. He don't want to be touring at all. He wants to be an artist. And he's just a pop ass bitch ass bitch. That's what he is. Just a pop bitch ass bitch. That's all you're going to be, Justin Bieber's. But he, it's like his whole purpose lately, it says right here, is to bitch you out, right? That's all he does. So if you look over here on the TMZ, you know I love the TMZ. I get most of my news from the TMZ because the TMZ people generally get it right and first, because they're not fucking afraid to say it. But about 5 days or so ago, he was at a concert over in the UK, over there across the pond. And it says here on the TMZ, Justin Bieber, my purpose is to bitch you out, which is what he did. So apparently, it says right here, Justin Bieber went from telling his fans their lives have meaning to unbridled contempt for them. And it happened in a matter of seconds. Justin was performing in the UK Thursday and tried to go deep, but his fans wouldn't shut up. So here's the question they got. If Justin Bieber gives you the option, shut up or I won't talk, which would you choose? I'd keep hollering, because that's what apparently is what happened. But then he wasn't enough. Then he was chastising fans. Then I thought there was going to be more to that story, but apparently they tell us more on this next one. We're going to hope. But then he got all but hurt just a couple of days ago. So about 3 days later at another show, says here on the TMZ, Justin Bieber's, it's not me being an asshole. Yeah, all right, whatever you want to say, douchebag or Rooney. But I'm just saying, it says here, I'm not being an asshole. I just want to talk, guys. Like, that's why he's like, yeah, I just need to talk to y'all. Y'all, you don't understand me. I'm an artist and I need to be undisturbed while I stood while I'm up here in this ridiculous freaking outfit with this bandana on my head looking like some straight up fool out of some freaking foolish foolery. I don't know. But it says here, Justin Bieber is in crisis. He doesn't want people to treat him like a pop star anymore. But the reality is, he is. And that triggered a meltdown on stage. Yeah, like he's like getting like he is going to lose it. Like he is going to snap Britney's now. And I really hope that happens. Like if he starts shaving his head and chasing SUVs with an umbrella, somebody call me up right away so I can start watching that shit right when it happens. Because you know I want to watch this freaking spiral down. I just got to see it, right? But says here, Justin Bieber is in crisis. He doesn't want people to treat him like a pop star anymore. But the reality is he is. And that triggered a meltdown on stage. The Biebs was performing in Manchester Sunday when he threw a tantrum after his fans would not stop screaming. He stormed off stage and threw the mic down in a rage. JB came back a few minutes later. Why are you going to come back? That's the thing. Like either you're going to make a statement or don't. But you don't got the fucking balls to back it up. But apparently what it says here is it seems Justin wants to shed his pop star past, especially with his new adult music. Are you kidding? That is not adult music. Please. Mother trucking leads. Biebs. I'm just saying it's all. But his fan base apparently is still very much boyfriend, and he clearly can't handle it. Yeah, because your best music was when you were like freaking 12. And that's why people still want to hear, because that was when you were good. Now you're not doing this stupid sorry song. That's horrible. Some of these other horrible songs that I don't understand why people keep doing with you. It don't make no damn sense. So if that wasn't enough, guess what? Next day, somebody might have had yet another meltdown on the stage. So according to the TMZ people, apparently, if you ain't willing to treat him like a real artist, it is called or else time. That's what the TMZ is saying. So yet again, Justin Bieber, according to the TMZ people, thinks he deserves the same respect from concert goers that Adele gets. And if he doesn't get it, there's going to be trouble. Like he got all kind. I listened to one of these rants of his, like I would play it for y'all, but I just don't want to do that to y'all because he sounds like a whiny little bitch ass bitch that somebody needs to shake like a baby. I'm just saying is all. But goes on and says, Justin walked out on fans during a concert Sunday in Manchester, England, although he did come back, and a lot of people think he's teetering on a nervous breakdown. Please, 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 for the love of Dolly, be totally teetering into the falling into a nervous breakdownness. Police. But it says our JB sources say he's doing all of this intentionally. He does not want to perform at concerts where he's drowned out by screaming fans. He feels his music and message have evolved into adult territory and thinks if his fans get excited, it should be over his music, not him. Dude, let me just explain to you. You better get better music then, because the only thing is your antics keeping these girls. Like, I don't even understand. I don't understand. Like, these people need to get better parents who want them to have better role models. I'm saying this for somebody who, like, did not listen to his parents and had horrible role models. But I'm just saying, looking back, y'all need to work harder at that than my parents may have. Or they might have had a bigger problem on their hands. But I'm just saying, don't let this happen to your children. This level of douchebaggerishness. Don't let it happen. But it says, we're told that the Bieber plans to train his fans into shutting up when he sings and talks on stage. He thinks if he walks on stage, they'll learn fast when to vocalize and when to shut it. Fact is, it kind of worked for Bieber when it came to people taking pics without him asking first. He started denying people the opportunity and they quickly fell in line. Well, there's a marked difference between paying too much money for a ticket to see you sing. And if I want to holler along, then I'm just going to holler along. That's what these fuckers are doing. That's how that shit works. That's what's going on, foolish McFoolerson. I'm just saying is all. All right, whatever. Enough about Justin Bieber's. Enough about Justin mother trucking Bieber's. Okay, let's go over here because I can't talk about Justin Bieber's, just like I said, anymore. I'm done. Boy, just quit touring as far as I'm concerned. Just quit. Done. Moving on. Something else. Because this will make you feel better. Because sometimes people's level of delusion is something we all need to be privy to up in here at different points in time. Because I talked at length last episode about how Donald Punkinhead, Dead Manger Fox with a fart puss, Trump has done went and told everybody he wanted to grab pussy, and he's a sexual assaulter. We all know that. People are coming out of the woodwork. He's like the new Cosby. Although I will say he is not as bad as Cosby, because ain't nobody said he drugged them and sucked on his toes. So there's that. I guess there's that. But some of these people that come out in support of this fool, their reasoning just gets more and more far-fetched and more ridiculous every day. It's ridiculous. But over here on this slot website, it's like a compatriot to the Jezebel I love so much that we used to go with the Gawkers that some bitch-ass homo got taken down. And I'm not going to go into that because my inner hell no will rage up and I'll be like, fuck you, bye, Felicia. But there's this dude, he's a Trump supporter, and his reasoning, what is his name, is it going to tell us? Wayne Allen Root. He's apparently an awful, hateful, horrible person who does a lot of awful, hateful, horrible things all the fucking time, right? But headline here says, Trump supporter, who is not even well known enough to even use his name up in the headline, they had to do it down in the body of the story, goes on and says, he couldn't have groped anyone because he's one of the handsomest billionaires ever. Now, a Hollywood hick takes serious issue with that statement, because there is not one ounce of, there ain't even 1 gram, there ain't even 1 grain of truth to that nonsense. This motherfucker we have been through a bazillion times is straight up thug. And one of the things I have against him being president of this country is his straight up thugness. I cannot handle that level of thug being the president of the United States of America, walking around with that fart puss. Like, you cannot go to other countries looking like somebody just took a shit on your shoes, because it's just not appropriate. I'm just saying this out. But says here, Wayne Allen Root is many things. This here, what they call him over on this slot website, right? Say, he is a conservative media personality, an enthusiastic promoter of the idea that Barack Obama is a socialist puppet of the devil. Because, you know, that's what he is. Like, he's just a socialist puppet of the devil. He was just brought here by the devil because I didn't get my way. So it must have been the devil's doings, because somebody didn't allow me to have what I wanted back when it was election time, even though the motherfucker won by landslide. I'm just saying is all. But apparently now he's a big, big fan of Donald Trump, and it's also gently deluded himself and us all, apparently trying to delude us all into thinking this motherfucker is handsome, which is impossible. Not going to happen, Captain. Anybody with eyeballs can see this man is straight up full of as much shit as humanly possible, like more. More than humanly possible. This dude is so full of shit. He's a dump truck of shit. He's so full. I'm just saying is all. But he told a radio host that Trump couldn't have groped anyone because he's, quote, one of the handsomest billionaires who ever lived. Now, I got issues with that, but we're just going to jump down to the meat of this because this is what the motherfucker said, right? This is what he said right here. And this is the end. Oh, my God. And just because you bring Christianity and God into it does not make him more handsome. I don't care. You can still be ugly as ugly gets and be a Christian and you're still ugly. So you know what? Christian, don't negate ugly. All right. Just like it don't negate awful, hateful, horribleness when you people commit your awful, hateful, horribleness in the name of this religion of yours. Okay. Okay. Just saying is all. Just be nice in general and don't need to have to like do it for any other reason than it's just the right thing to do. Right. Right. Okay. This is what this dumbass motherfucker said. This dude, what's his name? Let's look again. Wayne Allen Root. What a moron. He says here, this is a quote off some radio show he was on, right? He said, if you're a Christian, you just can't spend your life worrying about the words of Donald Trump from 11 years ago. You should. Because you know what? That person is still the same person that's alive today who's going around thinking that just because he's a celebrity, he can run up and snatch as many pussies as he won't. Now, ladies, if you're okay with that, I'm still going to think you're a little bit suspect, but go for it. Let this freaking dude with those little EB fingers go up in there and grab your coochie coo, whatever you want. But I'm thinking there's a lot of ladies who would rather not have those little itty bitty baby fingers snatching at their coochie coo. Okay? Okay. All right. But he also goes on and says, or what women he groped 30 years ago. Wait a minute. Don't worry about what women he groped 30 years ago. That's what he's saying. I don't believe any of it anyway. Because you know why? Because you're a fucking moron who doesn't want to believe it because it doesn't freaking support your freaking rhetoric. That's a why, you dingus, dumbball, dingleberry, fart head. Good Lord have mercy. All right. He goes on and says, I believe Donald Trump is one of the handsomest billionaires that ever lived. I don't think he has. Wait a minute. I don't think he ever had to grope a single woman ever. I think they threw themselves at him, so it's all a lie. Ladies, it is your fault Donald Trump can't keep his hands off your poontang, okay? Don't you know that it is all on you? How dare you walk into a room, throw yourself at this ugly-ass, pumpkin-head, mangy fox-looking, fart-puss, dumbass, bloviating, freaking itsy-bitsy, little mouth, teensy-fingered fool? Now, it's all your fault, ladies, just because you can't resist all that is the Donald Trump. Excuse me while I throw up in my mouth a little bit. Fuck, I'm going to have to take a pause because I just can't. But if that wasn't enough, motherfucker keeps on talking, right? Sometimes people don't know when to shut up. I'm guilty of that sometimes myself. I just feel like, well, sometimes I do it better. But goes on and says, the man isn't a perfect Christian. He ain't a perfect nothing, dumb shit. He ain't near the perfect anything. He ain't a perfect businessman because he sucks at that. He ain't a perfect politician because he sucks at that. He ain't a perfect human because he really sucks at just being a good person. But he says, the man isn't a perfect Christian. The perfect guy sent from God and from central casting to be the vicious guy we needed to save a man. Oh, no, he goes, but he is the perfect. I've skipped part of it. Excuse me. It's Earl. I had to take a break there because I had to go do a show last night. I was running a little late on getting my things in. Whatever. I digress. Why am I even telling you this now? Back to my story. It says here, but he is the perfect guy sent from God and from central casting to be the vicious guy we needed to save America, save capitalism, fight the Clinton crime cartel, because this is like somebody running drugs up there across the border down onto like some narco shit. Yeah, dude. Okay, I get it. He goes on and says, and save Christianity from these vicious, vicious people. Okay, vicious, vicious people. The only vicious people I see are the dude you're talking about who's out there attacking women and attacking different people. He's being an awful, horrible, hateful person, and he's stirring up all of your awful, hateful, horrible rhetoric, and he's illuminating how horrible this word is. The one thing he has done that I will say is kind of good is he's let people know just exactly how horribly racist this country truly is. Like, I've always thought, I'm like, people are horrible. Like, I don't really give two fucks who you are. Either I like you or I don't give a color what fuck color you are. There's just awful people in every color, so I just choose to not like you because of who you are, not what you look like. But this dude is just awful, hateful, horrible. He keeps on going, but he goes on. Says, these terrible, dirty people and a nice guy could have never won this war. Only a dirty player could win the war. So I think Donald's the perfect guy sent by God to fill the perfect role and save us all. Because that's what God's known for, sending these awful, hateful people down here to do awful, hateful things and say a lot of awful, hateful things about other people and then expect a whole lot of good on the flip side. Guess what ain't going to happen, Captain, of that? So this dude is straight up ridiculous. If you're trying to tell me that Donald ugly ass pumpkin head dead mangy fox fart puss Trump is so fucking good looking that women cannot keep their paws off of him, I am going to look you dead in the face and call bullshit like I ain't called bullshit in a long mother trucking time. Okay? Mother trucking K. All right, I can't even talk about this man anymore. This is ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So any of you who are buying that shit, I got a fucking bridge for you somewhere in fucking Arizona, okay? Because this is some straight up bullshit, and I got some oceanfront property in Kansas, you dumb fuck. Stupid ass mother trucking people. I swanny. I can't, for the love of God, I just can't. Dolly, come save us all. Just, we need it more than mother trucking ever. All right, let's go. You know, I always got to see what this little bitch is up to. We're moving on, by the way, moving on, because I've done had enough. But, you know, I've always got to check in with this Lindsay Hohan every once in a while, because she is such a mess. She's trying to start some, like, nightclub empire, but then I read on the blind gossip, because it is obviously her. Sometimes it is, like, hard to figure out, but sometimes it is just straight up obvious as it obviously gets. But apparently she's trying to get all of these celebrities to help back her in her, like, nightclub venture, and ain't nary one. They're all like, no, poison girl. Hell no. Bye, Felicia. I ain't doing that. But apparently, according to the Daily Mail people, let's check in on Lindsay, see what she's at right now. So I hope she does well in her nightclub venture, because apparently she owes £78,000 in rent that she didn't pay up. How do people rack up $78,000 in past due rent? I would have thrown a bitch out after a couple of, like, one payment missed. I'm like, no, get the fuck out. If you can't afford to live in this fucking apartment, get the fuck out. But apparently, according to this, she was once one of the world's highest paying actresses. Not no more, because, well, she ain't even an actress. She is a horrible actress. I will say it again. She was good when she was a kid, but then this entitledness just took over, and now she thinks that she doesn't even have to try. She's horrible. Horrible. Can't do it. Can't do it. She's apparently facing bankruptcy after failing to pay rent on her $3.5 million London flat. Lawyers from the landlord of the property, which is in the exclusive Knightsbridge area. That's the one where she went cuckoo bananas yelling off the balcony that she was getting murderated. But now I'm starting to think that maybe she was making that shit up for attention, too, which is awful to say. But considering past history, I'm not so sure. I wasn't there, so I'm just speculating. But apparently, she got hand-delivered by some lawyers, child solicitors. That's what they call them over there across the pond. A letter to Miss Lohan seeking the unpaid rent. But you know she ain't going to pay it. She ain't going to pay it, because the dude that she was seeing, that Igor dude, is like, yeah, and she stole my $24,000 Rolex watch. She stole all this other shit she wasn't supposed to take. She just goes a freeloading. Like, you hear that she does this shit all the time. She got some sticky mother trucking fingers. I'm just saying. So there you go, Lindsay. Good work. You stole from your ex, and you owe some dude £78,000 in back rent that he ain't never going to see, because you're just a freaking deadbeat lowlife. Way to go. And as if things don't tend to run in that family in a special direction, Lindsay's got this stepmama, Kate Majors, the one that married her daddy down in Florida. They always get in fights. These people get arrested more than anybody I've ever seen. Like, they get arrested more than Suge fucking Knight, which is ridiculous. But apparently, according to the Page Six people, Lindsay Lohan's stepmom busted for drunken attack on cops. So guess who's back in the hoose? This Kate Majors. Honestly, I love a good drink, but I do not get angry on booze like this. Like, if you get angry on booze, you got to stop, because angry drunks are ugly drunks. I'm just saying, can't do it. But says here on the Page Six, actress Lindsay Lohan. Come on, people. That is being very, 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 very presumptuous. No. Ex-actress, now celebrity deadbeat. That's what you should be saying. Lindsay Lohan's stepmother is accused of assaulting a police officer following a domestic disturbance in South Florida. Jail records show 33-year-old Kate Major Lohan was arrested Sunday on charges of disorderly intoxication and battery on a law enforcement officer. This girl needs to quit drinking. I'm just saying this out. Quit it, girl. Stop. You keep doing these things. Like, the liquor don't do you no good. Just get you put up in the hooscow over and over again. How many times you got children? Dang. But the news media outlets report arrest documents say officers arriving at a Delray Beach home found Kate Lohan yelling and apparently drunk. Police say her husband, Michael Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's father, refused to let her inside his home because she was freaking drunk and crazy. Sometimes you drunk and crazy, you get locked the fuck out. That's just how that happened. Bye, Felicia. I ain't got no time for this. You can take your drunk and craziness out there. Next thing you know, boo, woo, woo. restorated. That's what happens, Kate, you ding dong. But police say Kate Lohan threatened to throw a bag of ice in an officer's face. She was arrested after trying to lunge past an officer to get inside the home. While walking her to a patrol car, police say Kate Lohan kicked an officer in the leg. And Kate Lohan told the Sun Sentinel she was trying to protect herself from what? You were trying to protect yourself from what? The booze fighting your insides and making you act like a fool? That's what you were fighting. The booze, not the cops. You know what happened? The booze made you fight the cops, and now you're in the Who Scout again. Again, with another freaking mugshot looking all sad. There you go. Way to go, sister. Way to go. Put down the bottle. And I don't tell that to many people because I don't usually trust people who don't drink. But Kate, girl, put down the mother trucking bottle. I'm just saying it's out. All right. Let's go on. All right, whatever. You know what? These people are just a mess. Let's go. Oh. We got time left here. Okay, this is good. I found this story over here on the Smoking Gun website. You know, I like the Smoking Gun. Makes me feel better about myself sometimes because I read about people who did horrible, awful things or just really stupid, foolish things or a combination of the two or like even a lot of other things. But they make me feel better about myself. I talk about it all the time because I ain't the one who done did this. And even if I have done anything kind of similar to that, I did not get caught and now I ain't on the Smoking Gun. I used to feel the same way when I watched the Cops TV show. I used to love Cops because there were always people doing foolish shit and it wasn't me and I liked that, right? But says here on the Smoking Gun, on this day Peak Florida has been reached. Man busted for crimes epitomizing Sunshine State. So this is gonna be real good Florida right here, right? So back on October the 5th, in a scene deserving of a yakety sack score, a 350-pound Florida man ran from a Walmart with two stolen TVs, but his getaway was compromised when his pants containing his ID fell off as he ran away. Like he was running away and his pants just up and fell off. Let me tell you what happens. That means you should have pulled your pants up before you did your freaking criming. You don't go commit crimes when your pants are hanging way down because it thwarts your getaway. I'm just saying. According to the cops who apprehended the suspect, who had a crack pipe stuffed with Brillo buried in his anus at the time of his 3:43 a.m. arrest. How's that for a lead, right? According to court complaints, Columbus Henderson fled from a Walmart supercenter in Fort Lauderdale on September 26th with a pair of 40-inch Hisense televisions. Henderson, seen it right. He actually looks relatively normal in his mugshot, but apparently this dude got some issues. Bolted with the merchandise after he allowed a cashier to scan the $298 items. As he scooted through the parking lot, the 45-year-old Henderson's pants fell off as he ran away. This was according to Officer Scott Brandow. It appears that after Henderson's pants fell to his ankles, he proceeded to run right out of the garment. So he ran right out of his britches and kept right on going with a crack pipe stuffed up his bum. So that's where we are in this story. And can somebody explain to me what it is about talking that makes my nose just like open up like a freaking river faucet? And then sometimes just like I just can't breathe through my nose no more because I'm talking. That makes no damn sense. Like what is it about my mouth running that makes my nose run? I don't know. I digress. But that just happened. I had to take a pause, blow my nose and take a sip of coffee because things are going awry. Whatever. Okay, back to our story, right? So he done run down his pants. This fool, his name is Columbus Anderson, done run down his pants with a crack pipe up his butt with two cheap TVs from the Walmart. Police later determined that Henderson's abandoned pants contained the suspect's medical identification. The entire incident was captured on video. So basically, he left his ID in his britches that he ran out of, and the whole thing's on video at the freaking Walmart anyway. It took cops about a week to catch up with him. How did it take y'all a week to catch up with this dude? That is some seriously shitty policing. I'm just saying, Fort Lauderdale. Who was nabbed early Tuesday morning for grand theft and a felony. Upon arrival at the Pinellas County Jail, Henderson informed officers that he had a crack pipe concealed in his anus. When officers removed him from the vehicle, the defendant had removed the crack pipe from his anus and dropped it on the ground. The glass pipe was recovered by officers who reported it was stuffed with steel wool and had burn marks on one end. Henderson was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, too. Locked up in lieu of $2,150 bond, Henderson has a rap sheet that includes prior busts for aggravated battery, robbery, theft, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving without a license. So, yo, people, in Florida. If you're going to go do some thieving from the Walmart, pull your pants up before you go running away, okay? And take your ID out your pocket. Don't do that. And don't be stuffing no crack pipes up your ass, because that ain't going to help situations either. It's just going to add to your list of freaking offenses down at the bottom of an article on the Smoking Gun website. I'm just saying is all, okay? Okay. All right, let's see if we can find somebody else making us feel better about ourselves. Okay, this. I saw this story. This dude will make you people feel better about yourself, too. And not Florida, by the way. Not Florida this time. This time, we have out of the great state of Indiana, the place that gave us goddamn motherfucking autoplay videos. I swear to God, if I could punch an autoplay video in the face, I would do it right now. Until my fucking fist was bloody. I'm telling you, that is how much pent-up rage I have against an autoplay video. I hate them with a fucking burning passion from inside that rages like a million fucking furnaces. I can't stand it. Back to my story. But from the lovely state of Indiana that gave us Mike bitch-ass Pence and his freaking homo-hating ways, we got a fella coming from the Indy Star. That's who's telling us this. Part of the USA Today network, it says here. But the headline reads, "Police, intoxicated mower driver used sun as shield, threatened trooper." So, yeah, this here is a story about dad of the year. It says here, Indiana State Police arrested a Connersville man who allegedly drove a lawnmower while intoxicated, threatened an off-duty trooper with a knife, then used his own son as a human shield. Now, that right there is father of the year shit. That ain't, if I ever heard of it. I'm just saying is all, right? But apparently, Samuel L. Wilson, 22, allegedly drove the lawnmower with his 5-year-old son on board to the home of Indiana State Police Officer Scott McFeeters at about 6:15 in the p.m. That's what the state police said in a news release. McFeeters was doing yard work as his children played nearby at his home in rural southwestern Wayne County. Wilson, who police said was obviously intoxicated, asked for a tow. McFeeters instead offered to call someone who gave the man a ride, but police said Wilson turned vulgar and belligerent, because that's what you do when you're dealing with a police officer who lives just down the road. McFeeters took his children into his house and called for backup. McFeeters went outside to wait for officers and try to calm Wilson. Wilson, police said, pulled a knife from his belt and threatened McFeeters. McFeeters persuaded Wilson to put down the knife, but police said Wilson refused to cooperate when Cambridge Police Officer Larry Cunn arrived. So when Mr. Cunn got there, things went a little bit south, apparently. Let's see what done went and happened. The man resisted and refused to follow directions and even attempted to use his 5-year-old son as a shield. That's what the state police said. It goes on and says officers were able to get the boy free from the man and take him into custody. So, like, the dude is like, the cops are trying to arrest him for drunk driving a lawnmower and acting a fool and pulling a knife on somebody because you're a drunk, belligerent jackass. And then the best recourse you've got is to use your son as a shield against the popo so that they can't take you off to the hoosegow. Now, that right there is some straight up nonsense, right? But apparently, guess what happened? Wilson was arrested and taken to the Wayne County Jail. Wilson faces initial charges of intimidation, operating a vehicle while intoxicated with a passenger under age 18. Now, this is all on a goddamn freaking lawnmower, y'all. This is on a John Deere riding lawnmower for your yard. But some people just ain't got no sense, and they don't realize that you will get busterated for riding on that too. He also got charged with resisting law enforcement. And he said the police said Wilson's blood alcohol level was at more than twice the legal driving limit of 0.808%. The boy was released to his custodial parents, so his mama came to get him. Boy's mama had to come get him. You know, she is pissed at his daddy. Who is she pissed at his daddy? Good Lord have mercy. So I'm hoping that's making you feel better about yourself, people, because you ain't one. Samuel L. Wilson of freaking Connersville, Indiana, nor are you. Where was we at? I done punched the wrong thing. I was going to try to say the name of the dude who, like, ran out of his pants over in Florida, but I can't remember his name, and I tried to back up, and I done fucked up, and I'm done. Run out of time here on the freaking Hollywood Hick today, y'all. So that about does it for me. I'm on vacation, so I'm out of here, heading up to Portland town, Oregon. Gonna hang out with some friends, Matt, eat some food, drink a lot of drinks, go to a Halloween ball. It's gonna be a good time. So that does it for me. Everybody stay out of trouble. Listen to the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick, and and on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I'm out of here. I'm fixing to go catch a plane, have me a couple of few Jack Daniels while I ride on it, play on the iPad, and forget about that place I go to every day. So doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. Bye-bye.
Wow. I know this song don't mean a thing. Just do that plain old Charleston swing when you sing.